everywhere. We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone, on this lovely Sunday morning. A few announcements before we get started. Jan Lawton was our greeter this morning. I think Cliff helped. Our liturgist is Jamie Whitwer. Radio sponsor Craig and Lori Curl, in memory of Lori's parents, Rich and Linda Lemoyne. If you'd like to sponsor a radio broadcast, please contact the office. Tammy and Kathy are doing our coffee fellowship today. We do have adult ed after church today also. And welcome. Welcome if this is your first time here, or if you were just here. Welcome to the young at heart and the all the way grown up people. Welcome if you have two legs or four legs. Welcome whether if you speak English or have another native tongue, or if you bark, or if you meow, or whatever, however you communicate, we are glad to have you. I love this Sunday. All right. Now let's take a few moments of silence and come into this holy time and this holy space. God is here. God is all around us. God may jump up on us and slobber a little bit.
Good morning. Penny had something she wanted to say to welcome you all. So she asked me to read it for her. Good morning, friends, furry, feathered, scaled, and human here and at home. I'm happy to be on the inside of your cozy church. So far, I've only been on the outside, but I must tell you, the corner of your church property has the best smells anywhere in town. And here's how I know. I pride myself on being an escape artist and have been known to slyly slip out of doors, collars, and even harnesses when I'm determined to get a good run. Our new house is right near the bike path, so when I get the chance, I zip over to the path, and I zoom over to Madison Street, and I sail across the street. My human Shirley says I'm faster than a bullet, so I never worry about those pesky cars. And I proceed to take a leisurely jaunt along the sidewalk, past Fergus's and Pastor Jennifer's house, right to your sign on the church corner. I sniff and roll in the grass and sniff some more, and there's never enough time to enjoy this feast of smells, because next thing I know, my Shirley finds me and drags me home. And then I know what's coming next. All the way home, I hear, naughty, blah, 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 squashed, blah, 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 flat as a pancake, no treats, blah, blah. I don't even know what a pancake or a squash are, but she makes them sound like life or death. Back home, I get the silent treatment and nearly starve to death from no treats. Too much drama for a little pup like me to bear. All this to say, I really love your church. I'm so happy to be here. And I think it's great that us pets get to be blessed today. We're already blessed to have people who think we're the best thing since milk bones. But I figure this extra special blessing will keep me safe on all my adventures and guarantee a tummy filled with treats. So I hope God blesses my Shirley and all the other pet families too for their love and care, all the money they spend on us that I always hear about, and the snuggles and treats they give us. Amen. Love, Penny.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. God, you weave the planet and all its creatures together in kinship. Your unifying love is revealed in the interdependence of relationships in the complex world. Free us from the illusion that humankind is separate and alone, and join us in communion with all inhabitants of the universe. Be with us today as we celebrate the animals in our lives. Hear our outpouring of love and gratitude for them, and help us translate that into love and gratitude for all your creatures.
And our hymn is God of the Sparrow, God of the Whale. We will do verse 1 and then 5 and 6.
Thank you.
share with each other a sign of peace. If you need to stay in your seat with your pet, we'll come around. Peace to everyone. Oh, thank you. Hi, peace.
Tammy, sit there, twiddle her.
Alligator. in the choir, some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands.
And now we have kids' time. Do our kiddos want to come forward and bring your pets, your pictures, whatever you would like to have blessed today? Hey. Somebody coming downstairs. Who do you have? Henry? Peanut and butter. The guinea pigs. How old are they?
I don't know.
That's okay. Holy God, bless Peanut, bless Butter. May they have good, long, happy lives full of love. And bless Henry, who gives them love and joy. Amen. All right. Arya, who is this? Blitz. Hey, hello. Oh, holy God, bless Blitz. May Blitz have a good, happy life full of treats and joy and everything Blitz needs. And bless Arya and Blitz's family. May they experience all the love in the world. And who did you bring? Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi. Oh, yep. Hello. Oh, Creator God, bless Lily. May Lily have a good, long, healthy life full of fun and tennis balls. Does she like tennis balls? Okay, yes. And all the toys and all the love she can handle. And bless Fagan and bless her family. That they have this big, enthusiastic heart in their lives. May we all learn what we can from dogs to be excited to see each other, to live in joy. All right. Bless these kids, bless these dogs, bless these guinea pigs, bless all the animals. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And then you can go to Sunday school or day or...
We will bless some more in a little bit. And now join me in our prayer of unburdening. God of creation, we know that we have not always been faithful caretakers of animals. Forgive us when we have dirtied their environment, erased their homes, this is a shelter, polluted their waters, killed off their food supplies, or neglected to feed or tend animals in our own communities. Forgive us when we have not considered the wider picture, when we have neglected animals in the wild or ignored cruelty inflicted in the name of sport or food production. Forgive us when we have focused only on our favorites and neglected care of the supposedly less beautiful. Each year, more animals are becoming extinct or are added to endangered species lists. Forgive us for allowing beauty to be forever destroyed. Forgive us when we neglect to see all animals as part of your creation. Forgive us when we neglect to acknowledge what beats in all hearts and that you give breath to all the world. And hear this assurance of God's continuing grace. There is still possibility to change our relationship with the world and all God's creatures. still a way to notice the thousand strands that connect us, interconnect all life. Possibility of openness to love is always in and always with us, for which we all say,
thanks be to God.
This morning's Now Testament reading is the UCC resolution, Respect for Animals. Whereas the biblical faith sees human beings as creatures of God, tenants in God's earth, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23, and stewards of creation. Whereas the biblical charge to have dominion over every living thing, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, has often been understood as placing human beings above creation instead of a part of it, while the scriptures teach that we are creatures and that we are to tend the earth and care for its creatures. Whereas, the rainbow story of the covenant declares four times in Genesis that God's covenant is with every living creature. Whereas the scriptures teach that our lives are to be filled with compassion, not cruelty, towards animals. Whereas it is being urged by an increasing number of concerned and thoughtful Christians, as well as others, that all living creatures deserve humane and respectful treatment because, as living creatures, it is their right in the eyes of God. Whereas, human compassion and decency require not only that we care for our fellow human beings, but that we treat no creature with cruelty or carelessness. And whereas, a growing awareness of our environmental responsibilities has led to a concern for the preservation and protection of animals, both in their wild and tame states, and the use of animals in the laboratory and commercially. Therefore, be it resolved that the 19th General Synod of the United Church of Christ commends to its members and congregations the consideration of our place among all living creatures as God's creatures, and invites them to evaluate human use of animals and resulting effects on the animals with questions such as these. Number one, are these animals treated justly, mercifully, and with compassion and care? Number two, do these animals suffer unnecessary pain either in life or in death? Number three, as a result of modern technology and advances, is there another, more humane way to supply our needs? Number four, does the benefit gained from the use of these animals outweigh the cost to them? Number five, how does our current treatment of animals affect our spiritual development and welfare? Number six, how does treatment of animals affect the diverse richness of God's creation? Be it further resolved that the 19th General Synod invites the conferences, associations, and congregations of the United Church of Christ to gather education and theological material on the place of animals and to share this information. And the First Testament reading from Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 through 25. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. The psalm reading is from 104, chapters 24 through 25, 27 through 28, and 30. O Lord, what a variety of things you have made. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the ocean, vast and wide, teeming with life of every kind, both large and small. They all depend on you to give them food as they need it. When you supply it, they gather it. You open your hands to feed them, and they are richly satisfied. Send forth your spirit. They are created, and you renew the face of the earth. And from Job chapter 12, verse 7, 8b, and 10b. Ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds of the air, and they will tell you, and the fish of the sea will inform you. God has control over the breath of every living thing and the life force of all humanity. This ends the reading.
Thank you, Herman.
This will be short. We have things to do. In 1950, February of 1950, Albert Einstein wrote a letter of consolation to a friend, a father, Robert Marcus. He was the political director of the World Jewish Congress, and his son had just died of polio. Einstein wrote, "A human being is part of a whole, called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separate from the rest. An optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circles of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty." Enlarge our circles of compassion. As I said, he was writing this to his friend, who is the director of the World Jewish Congress. This is not so long after World War II, when we had seen what small circles of compassion can do to humans. Einstein further said, "It is the task, the one issue of true religion is to try to overcome these small circles of compassion. That's why we do this today. We love our animals. And all animals are good and created, except for wasps. And a few, yeah. No, they are too. There's a purpose for them. I don't know what it is." So, Shirley and I will come through and bless your pets.
If you have a photo, that's lovely, or a toy. If you didn't bring anything, that's okay too. We can send blessings. Hello. Hi, Izzy. I've met Izzy before. Oh, kitty. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. What's his name? Webster, okay. God bless Izzy and Webster.
and good, happy lives full of love and bless them in their relationship. May he also have a good, happy life full of love. Hi, who do you have? Hi, Cleo. Hello, God bless you. Bless you with good life. Bless you with love. Do the prayer. And bless Nick and the relationship that you share, teaching each other what love is. Amen. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Holy God, bless all these wonderful abundant critters. Give them good, happy, healthy lives. Pray for them. And bless Barb and Jean and their family who show them so much love. Bless our relationship. Amen. Okay. Who else is going to share? You want to send a blessing? Maybe. Annie, Maggie, and Scooter. Holy God, bless them. Holy God, bless Leah and Bella, good, happy, beautiful lives, and bless growth in our relationship. Frankie and Prince. Oh, holy God. We have your blessing on Frankie and Prince. May good, beautiful lives, happiness, and love, and grief, and good walks. And bless David. Okay. Yeah, you did good. All right, you're blessed. Should we go through here too? Yeah? This should be good. Hi? Okay, hi Sadie. I'll just say hello then. Hi, Lily. All right. Anyone else? I have to love you. Rocky, Rocky. God bless Rocky. Them. Lots of peace, lots of cuddles, lots of love, lots of purring. Good, happy lives, and bless their family. And bless their family. Amen. She is over the rainbow prayer, she too. Mm-hmm. And she is surrounded in love. May she love and have fun until reunited.
I think we got everybody. And our hymn is number 31, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
And now we have a time to share prayers, any needs or concerns or joys.
I'm grateful for today, and I also would like us to remember Pastor Brad's dog, Ben, who was put to sleep this past week. So just if you could remember their family who's going through that sadness.
Please keep my son's family in your prayers. They've been going through quite a great deal of illness this last week or so.
Let's keep the Stiber family in our prayers. Also, Christian Fellowship, we had a meeting scheduled for Tuesday, which is now canceled. Date to be determined due to the Charles funeral here on Tuesday morning.
I would like to say a prayer for the 393 animals that were taken out of a shelter up in Juneau County this last week, and they are looking for homes for all of them. So please pray that each and every one of them dogs and cats and horses and everybody finds their special human, like so many people here.
Thanks to Cheryl for letting me hold her dog, but she took it back. Thanks, Cheryl.
Let's take a moment of silence for the prayers that we hold in our hearts. Holy God, we pray for Pastor Brad and his family as much-loved Ben makes his way over the Rainbow Bridge. We pray for Kathy and Larry's son's family, for Charles' family. We pray for 393 animals taken from the shelter in Juneau County, and all shelter animals. And we give thanks for being able to see each other's animal family, for vicarious pets, for all the animals that have brought so much love to our lives. Amen. We included a bit of good news. The New York Times has for a while been doing a series on every state and something positive happening in the environment. So on 50 states and 50 fixes. Idaho, increasing use of geothermal energy. Oregon, a vegan blogger who makes a fantastic chocolate vegan cake. It's good. I've been waiting because they have been releasing these according to the alphabet. Wisconsin comes late. So Wisconsin's was just released, and it is Holy Wisdom Monastery over in Middleton. The sisters there, and that's Sister Lynn, Sister Mary David, Sister Ursula, and Sister Joanne. They have restored 170 acres, not just them, they've had help, of native prairie and oak savannas, 132 birds, different species of birds spotted there last summer, including some that are threatened. And it is, if you walk around the grounds, you'll see deer, wild turkeys, hear all kinds of birds. It is beautiful. And the building, they have made platinum LED. So they are a good thing. And I recommend a visit. And now let us pray as Jesus taught us. Use whatever words are comfortable. Our parent who is in heaven. Oh, they're coming in. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Shirley, would you say something about Jane's journey?
Yes.
Our special collection is for Jane's journey.
There's an organization in Baraboo called Jane's Journey Home. Jane
died from cancer in 2013. Grew up in Wisconsin and was an X-ray techie. And she, upon learning that she was going to die, bequeathed her money to start a haven and home for dogs who are elderly and have, maybe they lost their owners, or they are dying, or they have been found. And so there are currently, I think, if you go to the website, and it's Jane's Journey Home, you can Google it, I think there are about 15 dogs. They get good medical care. There are vets on staff, but mostly it's run by volunteers. There's acres and acres of land outside for them to roam, and they each have their special place inside and lots of love. So they are doing wonderful work there for elderly and ill and dying and lost dogs.
Thank you. So we will put our special collection jar out in the lobby if you would like to make a donation to Jane's Journey. And God also invites us to give from our blessings, to share the ministry of this church, to build this community. Let us pray. Holy Creator, God of all creatures, help us to use our many gifts to build your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Help us never forget that your kingdom is bigger and grander and more inclusive than we know. Amen. You may sit.
So much of Jesus' ministry was about expanding circles of compassion. He spoke to religious authorities, to scribes and Pharisees, and said, wait, God includes the poor. God includes women. God includes tax collectors. God is the God of all of us. And so it remains for us, too, to expand our circles of compassion. On his last night, he took bread and broke bread, saying, this is my body. It is broken for you. Eat and remember me. He poured a cup of wine, blessed the wine, and said, this is my blood. It is shed for you. Drink and remember me. Remember this kind of love. Remember to care for each other, to care for others, to reach out and include. Holy Spirit, pour out your gifts on this bread, this cup, that they may be for us bread of life and cup of love. May they feed us with all that we need to grow bigger and wider circles of compassion. Amen.
Holy God, bless all who have eaten at this table. May this bread, this cup, nourish us to show great love to the world, to be great love in the world. Amen. And our closing hymn is Let There Be Peace on Earth. Please stand. Richardson. It is in memory of Zeke. You who created them and called them good, bless again these creatures who come to us as a blessing. Fashioned of fur or feather or fin, formed of flesh, that breathes with your own breath, that you have made from sheer delight, that you have given in dazzling variety. Bless them who curl themselves around our hearts, who twine themselves through our days, who companion us in our labor, who call us to come and play. Bless them who will never be entirely tamed, and so remind us that you love what is wild, that you rejoice in what lives close to the earth, that your heart beats in the hearts of these creatures that you have entrusted to our care. Amen. Please stay for coffee hour, and there are some dog treats out here as well.
listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Time to sign the friendship registers, and we've got a couple things happening today. We are trying to introduce a new